As Hawaii's population ages, our need for outside help grows. State health officials have been working on a new licensing program to make it safer for our seniors when they bring workers into their homes to help them with daily activities. Keith Ridley is the chief of the State Health Care Assurance Branch. He sat down with us to talk about what's changed to help guard against unqualified home care workers.
These are for home care agencies. Home care agency licensing will begin August 10th, this Friday. And what it does is it requires any home care agency, whether existing currently or anyone considering opening a home care agency in the future, to become licensed. That way we can ensure that the public remains safe in their own home as they receive care from these home care agencies. So the takeaway is that people can be assured that the state has oversight over these agencies, and for people employed by these agencies, we will require background checks, for example, for those who are providing that care to those in their homes. The second is that if anyone in the public wants to see whether a home care agency that they're considering hiring is in fact licensed, those licensed facilities will be listed on our Department of Health website. So they'll be able to go at any time, view our website to determine which agency is licensed or not licensed. There's also information on our website that provides general information about what a home care agency is, what a home care agency is not, the kinds of services they can do and the kinds of services that they cannot. Not that they might not, but they cannot. So, for example, they cannot do financial record keeping for the agency. So you may remember that many years ago or several years ago, there were cases in the newspaper of those of individuals who were financially exploited in their own home. So this will help to prevent that sort of thing. So by rule or by statute, really, individuals working as home care workers will not be able to provide any kind of bookkeeping or record keeping or financial record keeping for their clients. What they can do, and what we want to focus on certainly, is the ability for individuals to be able to remain in their home, remain independent, and receive assistive type of care. That assistive type of care can include light home cleaning. It can include personal care. So it could be bathing, grooming, mending of clothes, dressing, toileting, showering, these sorts of things. A worker at a home care agency can also provide companion care. You could just go there and be a companion to an individual in the home. You can take the person to doctor's appointments, take them to do some marketing, and the home care agency worker can do light cleaning, as I mentioned earlier, but also cooking and preparing meals for the individual. That way that person can stay in their home. They don't have to go to another residential care home to have 24-hour care by someone. They can remain independent in their own home.
So as far as these workers then, so now they have to be certified or registered with the Department of Health.
Well, they would be employed by an agency that is licensed. And part of the employment, the agency will be required to train them, to oversee what they do and how they do it. And they'll also be required to be background checked. So there'll be a very extensive background check performed to ensure that there haven't been any issues with that individual before, either criminal or administrative. And administrative meaning no administrative findings, such as with adult protective services or that sort of thing.
Okay. And as far as then records about complaints and all of that, will the general public be able to go online to look at this, to look up this information?
As far as complaints, we do have a form online where someone can submit a complaint to us. We also have the ability, and we encourage individuals to inform us if there is any agency that they suspect may not be licensed. We want to go out and make sure that we make contact with those agencies to ensure that they understand what the law requires. So those are some things that are available. We are not yet required to post on our website inspection reports of home care agencies. We don't have a problem doing that. It's just that it's not a requirement at this point. We are providing copies of those inspection reports on other healthcare facilities that people may also be looking for, such as an adult residential care home or a skilled nursing facility or others.
Right. And you are required to post those?
Correct.
And you're doing that now?
And we're doing that now.
Okay. And then as far as a checklist, I mean, this is really like unlicensed contractors, right, in the construction business, only we're talking about home care services.
Right. You're talking about individuals coming into your home who will be able to help you with bathing and toileting and dressing and grooming and doing light cooking and or cooking and light cleaning and that sort of thing. So somebody coming into your home. So in a way, it is much like trying to ensure that the unlicensed contractor doesn't remain unlicensed, but also because this is much more personal. This is someone coming into your home to provide those very personal kinds of care services for the individual so that I can continue to remain in my home, continue to be independent, continue to have my own lifestyle, whatever that might be. So this will be the avenue for that.
Now, I've seen things advertised on Craigslist and Nextdoor where folks are saying, oh, yep, I need someone to come in and I'll, provide housing in exchange for X, Y, and Z, cooking, cleaning, what have you, and chauffeuring around town. So are we talking about the same kind of a thing?
It depends exactly what you're referring to, because there are a number of different models that could coincide with that. This home care model is where if I'm living in my own home and as I'm continuing to age and I need, in order to remain in my home, I need some help with some of the things that I described. This gives me an opportunity to find someone who is licensed, who has gone through the process of review by the state, and whose employees have been background checked to ensure that they will provide safe services to the client. Whereas other kinds of models, if I feel I need a little bit more help, I need 24-hour help, for example, even though I might be relatively independent, I can walk around and I can get around on my own, I can feed myself, etc. If I need 24-hour help, I may need to move into someone else's residence and be cared by them.
Right, and that's the care
home. That's more a care home.
Versus home care.
Versus home care, exactly.
Okay. Anything else we need to know about that, though?
Well, they're all, whether it's a care home or home care agency, they need to be licensed by the state. And the list of licensed facilities for a care home, for example, is on our website. As we process applications for a home care agency, those licensed facilities or agencies will be listed on our website as well. Now, notwithstanding the beginning of the licensing program, we know that there are a number of home care agencies that are currently in operation. They may continue to be in operation. So if you're being provided services by a home care agency, they may continue to provide those services so long as they make an application to the state to become licensed, and they are actively going through the licensing process.
Okay, it's not like you're going to come in and shut them down because they haven't done the paperwork.
That's correct.
And how many are we talking about?
We're talking, the numbers are hard to identify, but we think that there are somewhere between 150 and up, and it could be way up. So we're really not sure, and we'll get a better handle on that certainly when we see the applications starting to come in.
And then are there penalties if you don't comply?
Yes. If you don't comply, then we can go after you. We can go after the agency that remains unlicensed and for whatever reason, feels that they don't need to be licensed. We do that with our other licensed facilities and agencies. We want to make sure that everybody gets the word that there is a licensure program and you've got to go through this process. Those who don't go through the process, we have issued cease and desist orders. If necessary, we'll go to court We can also issue fines.
Now, there are a lot of agencies that are complaint-driven. Will you folks do unannounced inspections, or how does that work?
Yes, there'll be unannounced inspections as well. Notwithstanding, this is different from a care home where there is a facility to go into and conduct an inspection. These are agencies that may have an office and they send employees. They send home care workers to visit the client. So what we'll do is we can conduct unannounced visits of that office, look at paperwork to make sure that the paperwork is up to requirements, that employees who are being sent to service clients have in fact been background checked, they have been trained, they know who to call in case there is an emergency. All of those sorts of things are things that we can go in and conduct an inspection of.
And is this program being modeled after someplace else on the mainland?
There are a number of other places on the mainland that do this sort of licensing. And the modeling really is based on, from a rule standpoint, from a regulation standpoint, really comes out of statute. And the legislature felt that it was important that this aspect of care be one of the many aspects of care that become available to the public.
And because we saw the pressure to provide online inspection reports, that was done recently, and I know you folks had some staffing issues in order to comply with that, but do you foresee then the department doing this with home care companies as well?
I think it's very likely that other agencies and facilities that we are not yet required to post inspection reports, I think we can see that those will come and those will happen. If we don't have to do it, we do have other work that we need to do, so we do need to prioritize the work that we have. To the extent that we have the time and staffing available to do these extra things once we accomplish all our other priority work, then we'll be happy to do that. But at this point, we're not anticipating doing that.
Are we properly staffed just to deal with this new rule come Friday?
From the standpoint of conducting licensing process, going through the application process, yes, we have dedicated one person, or identified one person who will be dedicated to this process. And then we'll see, based on the number of applications we have, whether we need to deploy more resources to that, or whether over some period of time we're able to just absorb that entire program amongst the rest of our staff.
And as far as the unannounced inspections, do we have enough staff to deal with that?
Yes, again, it'll depend on the numbers that we ultimately have licensed. But at this point, we would have enough.
Okay, so folks have any questions, they can go to your website to get up to speed.
Correct.
All right. Anything else you think would be important to know?
Well, we know that these agencies provide a very important service to the public, and we hope that the public will take advantage of the information that we have on the Department of Health website, both in terms of general information about what home care involves, what it does not involve, and then view the listing of our licensed agencies.
That was the Department of Health's Keith Ridley talking about a new licensure program designed to protect seniors from unqualified home care workers and potential abuse. The new rules take effect August 10th, which is tomorrow.